A contagious horse disease outbreak across Texas and Oklahoma. I'm Danielle Drotzman with your WNAX Farm News Update. A horse virus outbreak has equine owners in southern states like Texas and Oklahoma very concerned. And this is a long ways from home, Danielle. Why are you bringing this up? Well, the fact is, horses are transported all the time, and across state lines for that matter. And with a contagious disease like this, if we don't educate and take the proper precautions, things can get out of hand very quickly. Back on November 18th, we got a news release from the Texas Animal Health Commission that received confirmation of equine herpes myeloencephalopathy, or otherwise known as EHM, which is a neurologic disease linked to equine herpes virus, and that was reported in Waco, Texas, after a World Finals barrel race. Here to inform us a little bit more on this disease is Dr. Jason Thorne, who's a veterinarian down in Oklahoma.
EHV is a virus, a herpes virus to be exact, in horses. The good thing for one, for starters, is it doesn't affect humans, but we can carry it. However, so the herpes virus comes in two very distinct serovars, type 1 and type 4. There are other types, but in our populations, really, it's just one in four causing problems. And I believe what happened in Waco was going to be an EHV1. And that typically starts out as a predominantly respiratory infection, you know, notable to all of us as far as a coughing horse or something like that. And that virus probably was shed by a horse that harbored it.
Like other equine viruses, they can be very contagious and often can be carried and pop up in stressful situations.
Unfortunately, that virus is just not gone altogether. It can recrudesce with a stressful event. So more than likely, a very stressed animal was allowed to recrudesce the virus, and then poof, you have this extremely contagious virus that spreads rapidly. Yeah, it's a herpes virus, so it's not very strong necessarily in the open spaces, but man, it'll be very, very contagious.
He also talks about some of the symptoms of the infected horses.
The predominant symptoms are respiratory symptoms, and this will come across as a runny nose or a snotty nose, but cough, depression, and I mean, hands down, a fever. You walk out there and that horse is on fire. The main thing you want to watch is for any temperature over 101.5 is deemed a fever in a horse. You know, you could say 101 generally is high for your horse, but high fever, depression, cough or not. But the other thing that sneaks up on us is the hind limb ataxia, the insensitivities of their tail and their perineum. So some horses may have a mild fever, not cough or anything or look depressed, but their symptom is predominantly towards the hind end of the animal. Insensitive tails, insensitive perineum, or maybe they're just uncontrolling their urine, so it looks like they've peed themselves.
So if you're noticing some odd symptoms, what should you do?
So if you're thinking your horse is looking like it might be sick or getting suspicious, get you a digital thermometer. Take a temperature at home because, you know, we want you to stay home. We don't want you to have to haul anywhere if you can help it, but get a temperature, then double check it. And if it is over 101.5, then get on the horn with your veterinarian and describe what you're seeing and where you've been. What some people seem to forget with the rush of an outbreak is, wait a minute, where all have I been? And not necessarily my horse, but where have I been with other horses and came home?
So just a little food for thought for all you equine owners out there, as we can harbor a virus too and bring it home to our livestock. So always good to be educated and keep valuable information and precautions in the back of your mind. With your WNAX Farm News Update, I'm Danielle Drotzman.